This podcast deals with disturbing subject matter. Listener discretion and headphones are advised.
It's time to open the door to your mind. Sit back and listen to true horror. But be careful of what you allow in. Because it's time to go
through the fog.
I'm Dark Hero, and this story's called Monster Under the Moonlight.
Marcus couldn't see anything, and the cloth bag over his head made it difficult to breathe. His wrists hurt, and the rope that held his hands in place rubbed his skin raw. He tried not to trip and fall, as whoever was on the other end of the rope continued to pull him forward. He felt nauseous from being forced to drink a whole bottle of cheap whiskey just moments earlier, the alcohol swishing around his stomach with each step. He regretted this moment and uttered a string of curses in his head as he remembered Jeff's face. Jeff Henderson was a senior that ruled over the biggest fraternity at their college. He came from old money and was able to breeze through college life with little issue. Marcus, on the other hand, was struggling. Marcus was smart, and he wanted to make his father proud by being a part of the same fraternity that he was. But since the day Marcus pledged, he spent day after day undergoing harsh physical and mental abuse. Marcus could hear the groans of his fellow pledges as he ventured into the unknown, being led by his seniors. There were 10 people left, including himself. There were more at the start, but they were wise enough to leave. Those who remained were subjected to random beatings and insults in order to prove a point, to show that they had survived. The damned Halloween night was just another stepping stone forward for them. The pledges didn't know where they were. They started the night with liquor forced down their throats, and they were suddenly bagged, beaten, and stuffed into a car. Now the poor souls were being dragged through the unknown, twigs snapping and leaves rustling around them. Then they all stopped. Marcus's labored breaths filled the bag that was secured over his sweat-drenched head. He was just standing there, waiting for whatever horror lies in wait. "Pledges!" Jeff's voice boomed. Marcus's body instinctively straightened, and he called out, his voice joining the call of his brothers.
Sir, yes, sir.
They heard the snickering from the seniors around them.
"We're gathered here tonight for another test," Jeff announced. "It takes strength, determination, and courage to truly be a brother of Gamma Psi Delta."
Cheers erupted from the seniors, and Jeff paused for a moment until they quieted.
"As you can tell, we're in the middle of the woods, far away from campus. And each of you will have to find your way back," Jeff shouted.
Marcus sobered at Jeff's words, hoping he had enough clarity to retrace his steps back to the vehicle he was in, at least. Footsteps raced around him, and he felt his restraints come loose. The bag atop his head was finally removed to reveal the scenery of darkness and trees in front of him. He felt a kick on his back that launched him forward, and he turned to see Jeff smiling.
"Go, you little bitch,"
he sneered, and the other seniors taunted and yelled behind him.
"Yeah, get going.
You're
going
to run away. He makes it back."
Marcus could see his fellow pledges race into the darkness in different directions. He stood for a moment, trying to think in the chaos. Jeff's face twisted into anger, and he stepped towards the frantic boy.
"Looks like this one's scared,"
Jeff shouted. Marcus's heart raced, and just as he was about to turn, he saw something truly horrifying. All of the noise fell silent as Jeff froze in place in front of Marcus. In the moonlight, a glint of metal was jutting out of his throat. Blood began to pour out of Jeff's neck, and the night air was filled with the sound of his choking breaths. Jeff grasped at his throat. The blood wouldn't stop, and he collapsed onto the forest floor. Standing behind him was a skinny figure, one of the pledges with a rope cut still wrapped around his wrist like cuffs, and a slashed burlap sack over his head that showed a single eye. In the figure's shaking hand was a blood-stained hunting knife. One of the senior boys screamed into the night, and the rest of them followed suit. They were drunk, scared, and confused. They thought they had strength in numbers, so they rushed towards the figure, but they were met with the end of his blade. Marcus's ears were filled with the sounds of screams, blood pour, skin cut, and meat dissecting, until all that was left was the sound of the figure's tired breathing. The figure's muffled breathing turned into laughter as it straightened up and slowly started walking towards Marcus. The ground was covered with blood, and each of his footsteps made a sickening squishing noise. As he closed the distance between himself and Marcus, the figure's laughter became more maniacal with each step. Marcus turned tail and ran as fast as he could, letting out a scream of pure terror. Marcus weaved through the trees, hoping that his feet would carry him through the forest without tripping. He was so afraid to turn back, he didn't want to see whatever was behind him. Then he heard someone scream in the distance. Fellow pledge, perhaps? Someone must have met the end of that monster's knife. He counted out each scream. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Each of the screams were getting closer and closer. Whatever this thing was, it was moving at such a high speed through the woods. Another scream, that made 7, then 8, then 9. Marcus's heart was beating in his chest. The cold fall air filled and burned his lungs, and then he realized. He heard 9 pledges scream. He was the 10th. So who the hell is this person left? Then, Marcus felt his feet strike a thick branch, and his body came crashing onto the ground. He tried to push himself up, till a sharp pain surged from his hand. Sharp blade was stabbed into his right hand, and he looked up to see the burlap sack head face to face with him. That one eye peeking out of the bag was looking straight into Marcus.
Gamma, Psi, Delta,
the figure whispered as he dragged the blade up Marcus's hand, up his wrist, then up his arm. Marcus screamed as he felt the knife tear through veins, flesh, and bone. The forest was filled with Marcus's cries of pain and fear until there was an abrupt silence.
Through the Fog is recorded and edited by Hulk. Intro and outro by Katie Kemp. For more stories, go to www.throughthefog.org. We'll be back in 2 weeks, so keep your eyes on the fog.